views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm hoping that everyone has been having a beautiful day. And I am Marge Potasek, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. And as we've been doing for the past few shows, we've been covering some topics from the Knowledge Book. And this week, we're going to continue on the Knowledge Book Writing Program. We'll have a review and answer listener questions. So we'll review the basics of the Knowledge Book Writing Program, and then again, answer listener questions. So here we are on planet Earth, and whether we understand it or not, or whether we realize it or not, and no matter how we feel about things, we are perfectly prepared for the current time consciousness because we've been going through centuries of incarnations and been going through our world school of gradual education and training programs through the religious dimensions. And this religious dimension has been created, and the teaching programs have been formulated by each of the sacred texts being given to us over the span of the last 6,000 years. And anyone who has successfully been purified by these religious texts, by these previous sacred texts, and fully integrated with the knowledge, with the energies, with the frequencies that those books have given to us, then we become perfectly prepared and poised to undergo our final world program, being guided by the knowledge book that has been given to us at this point in time to continue our education and growth. Now, when I talk about the sacred text, I'm talking about books like the Old Testament, the Psalms of David, the New Testament, the Quran, and of course, the philosophies of the Far East. And we, of course, are also perfectly situated. Not only do we have the knowledge book here, not only did we have the previous sacred texts, we are currently in an environment where we have the family, the friends, the environment, the experiences, the teachers, the practices, the modalities, everything that is around us. And that includes the floods, the chaos, the shootings, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, all of it. All of it is here in order for us to go through these experiences because they are absolutely necessary for us to complete our evolution and be able to exit from Omega and then go proceed to the advanced dimensions. Just in case we thought that we are by ourselves and no one cares for us and we are by our lonesome, that is not the case. As has been previously throughout our centuries of reincarnations and incarnations on this planet, we are not alone. We are never alone. And we are not working in a vacuum. The celestial authorities are very, very busy. They are showering us with cosmic energies. They are always gauging and checking and seeing where we are, what we're doing, how we're doing it, what progress we've made, what progress we still need to make. And they extend extend their helping hands to us in whatever way that is possible for us to get them. And anyone who actually has asked for help and has earned their help, that help is extended to us. And we are measured, we are evaluated, we are tested, we go through experiences, and each one of those steps, each one of those situations is a means for us to grow in consciousness, to grow in evolution, and be able to absorb at higher and higher energies, at higher and higher frequencies, and progress and become stronger and stronger humans, both physically and spiritually, and progress to the advanced dimensions. Now, I don't know if anybody has ever felt like I have felt, but when I look over my past life, I feel like I've been in a pinball machine. I'm the ball, and if you remember those old pinball machines before the new games came in now, anytime I kind of strayed off the path that I was supposed to go, something gave me this push, this jolt, this impetus to go somewhere else. And my entire life has been has been a series of going from here to here to here to here to here, and eventually led me to the knowledge book. And looking back at my life, it seems to have had a particular path and purpose all the way throughout. Even though at the time that I was experiencing everything, it didn't look like anything was connected or anything was in a perfect order. However, when I look back at everything, everything turns out exactly what it needed to turn out like. And that produced the me I am today, and somehow I'm on the radio. And those beings who know us better than we know ourselves, the celestial authorities, they have put together plans and programs and ordinances and orders. And when we follow that precisely, that means we can easily succeed. And everything that is being given to us and all the experiences that we go through is perfectly custom tailored to every one of us individually, for us to be able to grow in evolution, consciousness, energy, knowledge, and proportional to, specific to, our own individual capacity levels. The problem arises when we ourselves think that we are incapable and that what we need to do is either impossible or very difficult. So the result is we don't even give ourselves a chance to succeed. We don't even admit the possibility that a door can be opened because it looks huge. And we continue to be depressed and feel oppressed. So when it came to me writing my own notebook and copying the knowledge book about 9 years ago, there were times when, oh, my hand is so tired. I cannot write another letter. I cannot write another word. I cannot sit anymore. How am I going to do all this? However, something pushed me. Something kept me going. And I said, you know, even though I can't write, maybe if I'll just write one sentence, maybe if I'll just write two sentences, I'll get something done today. And the rest, you know, I'll rest, and then the next day I'll take care of things. And believe it or not, and I myself couldn't believe it either, after one sentence having been written, the next sentence was written, and the next sentence was written, and the next sentence was written, and 12 pages later, I'm still writing. And this is me thinking, my goodness, what happened? If I hadn't, you know, just opened up the door a little bit, set it ajar a little bit to say maybe just a sentence needs to be written, maybe I'll get through that, then I wouldn't have been able to finish writing those 12 pages. So this is basically us stopping ourselves if we allow doubt to come in, if we allow this I can't do it attitude come in. And right now, the knowledge book has specific programs, has specific methodologies, just like the previous sacred texts had specific methodologies and specific ways of getting us into the purification medium, getting us to know what we needed to know at that time to progress in our evolution. Right now, the Knowledge Book has specific programs and very accelerated evolution program for this lifetime and for this time frame. And we need to go through these programs, and we need these energies, frequencies, and knowledge in order to be able to graduate these programs and therefore get permission to be allowed into the advanced dimensions. However, before, we were going at a slow evolutionary pace. Right now, we're on the fast track, on a very accelerated evolution program that started in the year 1900 or the 20th century. And currently, at this particular time frame, we are doing 1,000 years of evolution in a moment. So previously, over a span starting at about 2000, we were previously doing 1,000 years of evolution in a year. Then we were doing 1,000 years of evolution in a month. Then a day, then an hour, then a minute, and right now we're doing 1,000 years of evolution, or need to do 1,000 years of evolution in every moment. And this is where the Knowledge Book comes in. This is where the programs of the Knowledge Book come in and allow us to accomplish this. Okay? And we've been showered with very intense cosmic energies. And before we go into the effects of these cosmic energies and what it is that they do for us, how about we go into a short break so we can continue on this topic without being interrupted? So you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. When we come back, we'll continue with the Knowledge Book Writing Program and the cosmic energies and their effects. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. And we're talking about the Knowledge Book Writing Program and going briefly over what it is and answering and addressing listener questions. But before we get underway and return back to the topic of those cosmic energies that are being showered on our planet, just want to remind you that you can get your questions answered by texting 2-973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. So before the break, we stopped off at the fact that the cosmic energies are being showered on our planet, and we were going into what the effects of these cosmic energies on us and on our planet are. So some currents that are being given develop our consciousnesses. Some instigate evolutionary examinations. All of a sudden, there'll be a conflict that arises. One person is able to release whatever negativities they have inside them, and the persons who are around them have the choice of either fighting back and releasing their negativity as well and escalating the conflict, or they have a chance to practice their tolerance, acceptance, and love, and patience. Some energies that are coming in, some cosmic energies that are coming in, increase our sensitivity and increases our tolerance and our love for nature. So it's no accident that we are caring more for the planet, we are caring more for the trees, we are caring more for the cats and the dogs and the birds and the fish. We are caring more and we are more open to be able to help them and protect them. Some cosmic energies are coming in and they literally change the genetic structure of our bodies and are able to also change the climate conditions as well. And some energies that are coming in, some of the cosmic energies are coming in, they come into our cells and they get reflected from our cells, through our cells, to our surroundings, which means the people who are around us get the benefit of those energies that they cannot get, but we get and are able to share with them. So this is part of the situation that we are in on this planet right now. Now, of course, the writing program is a fast-track program, an accelerated evolution program, and it can be done either individually or part of a group. So to briefly review, what do you need? You need the knowledge book, whether it's the purple book or the fascicle set. You need paper, and you need a pen, and you need a place to write. So those, and of course, we need you, you yourself are needed so that you are the one who's going to be writing, right? So the knowledge book you can get on the website, www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. And if you're in a group program, then you'll probably be writing from the fascicle set, in which case you get that from the Acting Center in New York City. That information is on the website. The kind of paper you choose, that's up to you. Though I should mention the fact that if you buy very thin paper, then the likelihood is that that paper will bleed through the ink. The ink will bleed through the paper, so you'll be only able to write on the one side. So the paper is your choice, whether it's a spiral-bound notebook, whether it's a loose-leaf notebook, whether it's a marble composition book, whether it's the journal books, lined, unlined, printout paper, whatever it is, the paper is your choice. However, the pen that you're using becomes critical because this pen needs to be a liquid ink, an ink that flows pen, preferably in black ink. So any ink that is solid, meaning a gel, a ballpoint, is not suitable. Now, this liquid ink is necessary because these books, once we finished writing our notebooks, they will be archived. And then if the ink is an inappropriate ink, number one, there is no effect on you. You will not be getting the energies and frequencies that you need from the writing, which is the purpose of the writing. And the notebook will never be able to be archived. You need a place to write. Okay, so you have your own room, and preferably with the door closed, and you are there by yourself, not interfered, with no interference from outside people's magnetic fields or anything else that could affect you. If two people are writing, they should take turns writing with a half an hour in between so that their magnetic fields do not interfere with each other. And the procedure that we covered last time was you start out with the six emblems that are at the front of fascicle 1, chapter 1. You copy those first in your own handwriting in that pen. Then on the following page, following sheet of paper, you'll put your name, and you will copy exactly as it is all the letters, all the misspellings, all the grammar mistakes that you may find, exactly as it is onto your notebook, okay? And you copy in sequence. You're starting from fascicle 1, continue with fascicle 2, continue with fascicle 3, so on down the line until you get to fascicle supplement 7. When you come across the diagrams in the book, you copy them in the sequence that they come in the book. At some point, someone asks, you know what? I don't want to do all the diagrams. I'm going to save them till the end and then put them back in. Well, believe it or not, but those diagrams have very specific energies and frequencies, and they need to be drawn at the time and contained within the fascicle that they appear in, because every fascicle has its own specific energy, frequency, and knowledge dimension. So all that should be in itself. In other words, you can't do fascicle 7 diagram in fascicle while you're writing fascicle 14. That is not how it works. So the best is to do in sequence as it is and do the diagrams as they appear in the text. Once you finish writing all the way to the end, however long that it took you to do though, then you date and sign the notebook at the end of your writing. Now, whether you are writing individually or whether you're writing as part of a group program, the process of writing is the same. The procedure is the same. There is no difference between procedures writing individually or writing in a group. And the difference, if anything, is in the time frame within which you are writing. So when you're writing individually, there is no deadline. You could take 5 years, you could take 10 years, or you can take 2.5 months. As far as the celestial authorities are concerned, they think or they regard you finishing in 6 months as you having fulfilled your covenant, that this is the prime time, that's the optimum time to finish your notebook. Okay? So, in terms of people who are living together, in terms of writing, then we didn't cover this last time. If you are living in a two-story home, then one person could be writing on the second story and the other person could be writing on the first story without interfering with each other. So that is good. However, if you are on the same floor, then you do need to have a half hour in between to be able to give each, so that each magnetic field is able to absorb the energies that the book is giving without interfering with the other person's magnetic field. Okay, so then we can go into listener questions. And the first question is, what are the differences of individual writing or in study groups? Council, Flower, Totality of 18, Reflection, Focal Point. And the difference mainly, the procedure is the same, the writing is the same, the pen is the same, the paper will be the same choice that you make. However, when you're writing in a council, a flower, or a focal point writing program, focal point studies writing program, then you need to finish writing in 62 weeks. And that winds up being about one fascicle a week. However, if you're writing in a totality of 18 or a totality of 18 flower, then you just finish writing in 26 weeks. Question number two, is there a specific time you need to start writing? When you're writing individually, there is no particular time that you need to start, though the sooner the better. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. But it gets done when you're ready and when your essence guides you to write. So, and once you register as being part of the study program, that's when, the difference between individual and group study programs, you do not start writing until after you register yourself as part of a study program, meaning part of a council, part of a flower, whatever it is. And you start writing afterwards. Had you written the knowledge book before or started writing the knowledge book before you entered into a group program, then we need to start from the beginning. Now, there is no such thing as too much writing, I always say. The more you write, the better it is, and the more chance you have to absorb the energies and frequencies that the book gives you through the writing program. Before we go into the next question, maybe this would be a good time to take another break. So I'm Marge Potasik, and you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. So let's stop for now, and we will continue once we come back.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life.
Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
And it is Marge Potasik. We're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. We've been talking about the Knowledge Book Writing Program. We're now in the process of addressing listener questions. And again, please text your questions to 973-787-7035, 973-787-7035. Okay. The next question that we had was, I can fully concentrate even in a noisy restaurant, so why do I have to be alone to write? Interestingly enough, each one of us has a magnetic field that extends about 5 meters, which is 16 feet. Now, the very fact that we can work closely together in a group or with another person, there's a special program that we have that allows us to do that because magnetic fields tend to interfere with each other. Just like when you get to a cell phone dead zone, this is where the signals from the different cell towers are interfering with each other and canceling each other, which means you have no signal. So magnetic fields are similar in that way. And if you are in proximity with other people in the room and you are writing, then their magnetic field have the potential of interfering with your magnetic field, which means the possibility of you not being able to absorb the energies, the full energies and the full benefit of the writing program, which means you're basically wasting time and not getting the full benefit that can be gotten when you're doing it by yourself. And whether we realize or not, when we are in a crowded room, all kinds of hustling and bustling going around, we are using a lot of our own energy and using our consciousness to drown out the noise and the presence of other people, which means if we are focused on that, we are having our thought process in place. And during the writing program, the thought process is supposed to be disengaged. The writing process gets locked so the body can receive the energies easily as opposed to our consciousness receiving the energies. So this is why we write alone so that we can get the full benefit of the writing program. Do I need to join a group program to start writing? No. You can start writing individually by yourself whenever the call of your essence says you need to write. Then again, no, tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. The sooner the better. And there's no such thing, as I said before, of too much writing. So what's the purpose of the writing program is the next question. When we are writing, the idea and the purpose is for our bodies and our bones specifically to absorb the energies that are coming in from the book at specifically our dosage at that particular point in time. So when we are writing, when we are fully concentrating on copying word by word, not reading a sentence, trying to understand it and trying to put things together, that is not the case. When you are writing, you are just concentrating on copying exactly what is there. And some of the mistakes that you see in the knowledge book, some of the misspelling, some of the grammar, the capitalization, the lowercase, the uppercase, that is put in place to help us to be totally focused on copying as opposed to thinking. And we're totally focused on copying. That's when the energies of omega 8th and omega 9th come into our bodies, into our bones, and that will allow our bodies to become stronger bodies, resonate at higher frequencies, and therefore when we are then get the permission, when all our cells are 100% full of omega 8, 9, fifth dimension energy is completely full, that's when we get the permission to go to advanced dimensions. And if we do not have those energies 100% full in our cells, we will be reincarnating until that gets accomplished, because otherwise, when we go through the process that we need to go through by being conveyed to the advanced dimensions, we will successfully be able to arrive there as a totality, as a whole. So that's that question. Now, what's all this talk about the scarcity of time? I'm really busy and I don't have that much time to spend on writing a huge book. Well, number one, when you're writing consciously, meaning when you're totally focused on copying exactly what you see in the book, whether it's the letters, the sentences, or the diagrams, then surprisingly enough, writing is fast. You start writing, next thing you know, you're finished with the fascicle, you don't know where the time went. I know several individuals who wrote the knowledge book in 2.5 months, meaning they wrote one fascicle per day. So that is definitely a possibility and it can be done. And what's this talk about the scarcity of time? So basically, when the religious programs ended in 1999, 2000, that's also when the incarnation program ended. So we have a choice. We are here specifically to do our exit program from the world dimension. And when we write and completely finish writing the notebook and have our signatures in that notebook, then we have the right to incarnate in Turkey, Anatolian Turkey, and do the exit program, which is the Cosmo program there. Or we have the choice to do the programs in this lifetime and do our exit programs that way. Now, the Cosmo program in Turkey is when there are 18 people in a totality, in a group, and each one of those 18 people has 18 people connected to them. So it becomes a large community, becomes a community where the evolutions take place. Now, what is the shortage of time? Basically, we've been going through the first order, the second order, the third order, and now we're in the fourth order of Allah. And every program has a specific beginning, has a specific methodology, and has a specific end. So the program of the religious dimension that we've gone through since 4000 BC to 2000 AD, that was the program of purification, that was the program of education, of us integrating with the morality code, with the morals, and so that now becomes our rudder, that it becomes our guide for our life as opposed to an external teacher. However, before we go to the golden age, the human being, the humans were given a chance for 300 years to catch up, meaning those individuals who are coming into this planet still not having finished their religious training and education and purification, they have the chance to go through all those programs speedily, quickly, an accelerated way through the knowledge book. So the first, and this is three cosmic ages. The first cosmic age was 1900 to 2000. We are now in the second cosmic age, which is 2000 to 2099. And then there will be another cosmic age from 2100 to 2199. And this is why it is so urgent for us to complete this program, because if we haven't completed our education, our purification, our religious training, then we cannot go into the golden age. We will not be able to be incarnated at that time. Or actually, we won't be incarnated at that time. We will not be able to come back into the golden age. The golden age will last from 2200 to 3000 AD. And then we'll be going on to the Age of Light, which is going to be from 3000 to 3900 AD. So what's the rush? The rush is we've only got 300 years that were given to us. We've only already used up 117 of those years, which means we've got 183 years left to succeed and to graduate and be able to finish whatever we need to finish right now. And every program has its own way of doing things, has its own way of making sure that we are at a level to be prepared and going to the next level of incarnation. So incarnation as receiving another body to continue our evolution program that program has ended. And when we are writing, we are earning the right to receive another incarnation in Anatolian Turkey to be able to finish our exit program there. And again, because just like our old arithmetic programs, if it takes Johnny 5 hours to do an X amount of work, how much work will he have to do if Johnny hadn't done any work at all for 4 hours, meaning he only has 1 hour left to do 5 hours worth of work? And this is the position that we tend to be in right now on this planet, because we have a lot of work to do in a very short time, 1,000 years of evolution, every breath and a moment. And this is why we're in the period that we are in. This is why we're in the situations that we are in. And the celestial authorities, knowing that this was going to come about, because they know and they've seen us throughout these lifetimes, they have devised these programs to make sure that we are able to absorb those energies and frequencies, to have that knowledge, to make the right conscious choices, to be able to continue on to the next evolutionary path. So this is our task, and this is part of the major reason why we are writing the knowledge book and where we're joining the knowledge book programs. So now it's a good time to take a short break. And I'm Marge Potasik, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. We'll stop for now, and then when we come back, we will be going into more questions and addressing the questions that came from listeners. And again, our telephone number for getting questions into us is 973-787-7035. You can also email the questions or suggest the topics for this radio show to mmjp99@gmail.com. Again, that's MaryMaryJohnPaul99@gmail.com. Happy to receive those. And part of the questions that we're getting right now, or addressing right now, is because those questions came in during the week. Okay, so let's stop for now, and we will continue once we come back.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. We've been talking about the Knowledge Book Writing Program, and we've been addressing the listener questions. And again, our telephone number for texting the questions, if you have any, to 973-787-7035. And the next question we received is, what if I get interrupted during my writing? Well, you do what you need to do and come back to the writing, and you're finished. However, over time, since every fascicle has its own energy, frequency, and knowledge dimension, and every paragraph, every section within that fascicle has its own particular frequency dimension, then when you know, over time, you will know how long it takes you to write a paragraph, how long it takes you to write a section, depending on the length of the section, then you will be able to gauge whether you should start writing that section or not. Because the best thing is to write the entire fascicle from beginning to end without stopping. However, us being us, we don't always have the ability to write in one sitting the entire fascicle, which means we need to stop, and the best place to stop is at a signature. Now, every fascicle has the title. Then there are sections. The sections will have a title, then a series of paragraphs, and then a signature of the dimension through which that knowledge came in. So the best place to stop when you're stopping writing is at a signature. So then you'll be able to gauge whether to start that section or write that, not to start that section. Some sections are 3 pages long. Some sections are 4 paragraphs long. Some sections are 3 sentences long. So depending on the size of the section, you'll know whether you can or cannot start writing to be able to finish by the time you need to leave. Okay. Then there's another question that says, do I have to write every day just like the reading program? Well, the reading program is one thing, and you do need to read one fascicle every day according to the schedule. However, the writing program, there is no schedule. The writing program, basically, when you're doing it individually, you gauge what you need and how much you can take and how much writing you can do. The best, of course, is to finish in 6 months. However, you do what you need to do, and there is no time limit for those who are writing individually, meaning outside of a group program. However, if you are writing in a group program, like a Council Flower or a Totality of 18 or Reflection Focal Point or a Flower in a Totality of 18, then you need to finish, in one case, the Council Flowers Reflection Focal Point studies in 62 weeks, which means it winds up being one fascicle per week, which is easy to do. And if you're in a totality of 18 or totality of 18 flower, then you need to finish in 26 weeks. There's another question. Do I have to write the same fascicle that's in my reading program scheduled for that day? No. However, if you want to finish writing in 62 in 2.5 months, then you do read, then you would read. Actually, you wouldn't. Bottom line is, the writing program is different, schedule is different, the reading program is different, and its schedule is different. They're independent programs. However, they help each other because the reading program helps with the writing, and the writing program helps with the reading, because both give you energies in a different way. The reading program builds your consciousness. The writing program the energies are being absorbed into your body. Then we have another question. Hey, I'm feeling really tired. What's going on? And sometimes I've got aches and pains all over my body. What is going on? Is there anything wrong? Am I doing something wrong? If you're feeling tired, if you're feeling some aches and pains, that means your writing is actually working. And your body, as it is absorbing those energies and frequencies and is trying to acclimate to those energies and frequencies, can feel tired. Your body is being regenerated. Your body is being strengthened. Your genetic code is being changed. Everything is working, so the body gets tired because the body is working. However, in my experience with writing, no matter how tired I was, and I proceeded to do whatever I needed to do during that day, it never stopped me. It never stopped me from accomplishing what I needed to do that day. Yes, I was tired, but you just kept going, and you did what you needed to do, and everything was fine. So it's just the body acclimating to the changes that are happening to it and being able to then get stronger, much stronger, and be able to resonate at higher energies and frequencies. And can I type instead of writing? No, you need to write. And the writing technique, the physical writing, has a very specific characteristic. Now, I didn't know about, all I knew is that I wanted to write, and they told me to write. So the knowledge book told me to write, therefore I was going to write. And it felt good writing. But it's only after I listened to a radio program once upon a time, where some individuals were worried because children were not learning how to write cursively. They were only taught block printing. And they were worried for the children that they will not be able to write. And then they did some kind of a study. And basically what they found is that as the person is writing, there are certain sections of the brain that the neurons keep firing in certain sections of the brain that normally don't get activated until that person is writing in hand, doing the handwriting. And what they also found is that act of writing, physically writing, activates the regions of the brain that's responsible for thinking, for language, for healing, and for working memory. So this is where the physical writing, even on the physical level, on the word level, is showing us how important writing is, because it helps to develop our brains. And there's another question. I really like the rainbow and would like to change colors when I'm writing. Is this okay to do? Well, actually, the best color to use is black, because it has all the colors within it. The rainbow is great, but maybe you could use that somewhere else. The color needs to be black, maybe blue, but the best is black. And what to do? I just found out I used the wrong pen. Well, it depends where you started using that pen. If you started reusing the wrong pen at the very beginning, then you need to write from the very beginning. However, if you had, let's say, finished fascicle 10 and you weren't quite sure which pen to use, but you picked another pen to use and you started writing and then you did the next 5 fascicles with that, let's say, ballpoint pen that had black ink, then you would need to rewrite those 5 fascicles that you were using that wrong pen for. And then there's another question. I'm finished. What do I do with my notebook? Well, number one, you sign it. You date it. You sign it on the day you actually finished. And that notebook becomes your most precious possession. And you need to keep it in a safe place. I know of some cases where the notebooks were destroyed by a tornado or by flooding, in which case we need to rewrite. And when you join a study group, then when you write the notebook within your study group, then that notebook is signed by the other members of the group. And after reading together for 62 weeks, you become a solar teacher. And then this notebook eventually becomes our testimonial for having passed our examinations and doing what we're supposed to do this time. So we've gone through previous books. We've gone through previous incarnations. Those books prepared us for today. And today's book, the knowledge book, is preparing us for tomorrow. Please remember that we have a focal point every Saturday. Location and time is listed on our website. We're having introductory conferences for anyone who requests us. So to be there, we'll come out and we'll give you an introductory conference. And of course, we're still offering the free chapters from the knowledge book. So here I am, Marge Potasek. It is Tuesday, 5 o'clock, which means now we are time to finish. And we will have the same show starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time next week. And it'll be the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. And please contact us at any time with any questions you may have, with topics or whatever. And humanity's verdict is in humanity's hands. As the Knowledge Book states, and Mrs. Chirac frequently reminds us, you are the ones who will save the world.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.